Ever wonder what happens behind the scenes at like a big chemical company?
Yeah.
Well, today we're going to take a deep dive into Lorde Chemical Pakistan Limited.
LCPL.
LCPL, you got it. And we're going to look specifically at their commitment to what they call HSENS.
Health, safety, environment, and security. Big stuff.
Huge. And we've got their HSENS policy document.
Oh, wow.
And we're going to go through it. And believe me, this stuff gets super fascinating.
I bet it does, especially in an industry that can have a pretty big impact on, well, everything, really.
Yeah,
The
absolutely.
environment, communities, the workers
Yeah,
themselves.
their own people, everything. So the document itself, kind of right out the gate, LCPL comes out swinging, and they state their commitment to what they call excellence in HSENS
Excellent.
across all of their operations. And they really emphasize this idea of providing a safe working environment
Right.
for absolutely everyone.
Employees, contractors, visitors.
Yeah, anyone who steps foot on their site.
Yeah.
It's really interesting because to me, it kind of goes a little bit beyond just like meeting the bare minimum legal requirements.
It seems like they're setting a higher bar for themselves, maybe trying to position themselves as a leader in the industry.
Yeah, potentially. But the question is, how does that actually translate into action?
Yeah, that's the real test.
Totally. So they get into specifics about what they see as their own responsibilities. And this is where it gets really interesting. So continuous monitoring and improvement of HSENS standards,
Okay.
protection from harm. Again, not just employees, but everyone involved with LCPL. And this whole idea of being prepared for emergencies.
Emergency preparedness is crucial in the chemical industry, obviously. You need to have those systems in place to respond quickly and effectively if something goes wrong.
For sure. And this list of responsibilities goes on and on. But one thing that really stood out to me was this concept of product stewardship.
Product stewardship, that's a big one, yeah.
So it's not just like, making the product, putting it in a container, shipping it off. It's this idea of like cradle to grave.
Right. From the sourcing of raw materials to the manufacturing process to the transportation, the use, and ultimately the disposal.
Exactly. A responsible chemical company needs to consider the safety and environmental impact at every single stage.
Yeah.
And they're not just focused on what happens inside their facilities either.
No.
No, they're committed to minimizing their environmental impact during transportation, using energy responsibly. And this one was interesting to me.
What's that?
Zero tolerance policy for fraud.
Whoa, interesting.
Yeah.
How does that tie into HSENS?
Well, it's all about accountability, right? Creating a culture of transparency and honesty, which ultimately contributes to a safer and more sustainable operation.
Yeah.
And I think, going through all of this, it seems like they're really trying to cover all the bases.
It does seem pretty comprehensive, yeah. But it's important to remember that a policy like this is only as good as its implementation.
Oh, for sure.
How do they actually ensure these standards are being upheld across all of their operations? Do they have regular audits? What kind of reporting mechanisms are in place?
These are the important questions. How do you actually measure the real impact of this commitment? But speaking of across the board, this policy applies to all of their sites, all LCPL sites,
Okay.
not just like their manufacturing plant. They've got a city office, they've got a raw water pumping station.
So it's not just a selective application.
No, it's consistent across the board.
That's a good sign.
Yeah. And it
Yeah.
sends a message that these principles are non-negotiable.
Absolutely. It's crucial for building a strong safety culture, that sense that everyone is on the same page, that these values are truly ingrained in the company's DNA.
100%. And
Yeah.
this is where it gets, I think, really interesting. And this was kind of a light bulb moment for me when I was reading the policy.
Oh, yeah.
The document actually specifically states that employee commitment is the foundation of their HSENS success.
Wow. So it's not just top down. They're acknowledging the role of individual responsibility in achieving these goals.
Exactly. It's not just, the executives or the managers saying, this is what you have to do. It's this idea of like fostering a culture where every single employee feels empowered.
Empowered to prioritize safety.
Yes. And to prioritize environmental responsibility. Because let's face it, a policy is just a piece of paper.
Right. It's the people on the ground who bring it to life. Their actions, their decisions, their commitment to those principles, that's what really matters.
That's what makes the difference. And so to recap, what we've seen here is that LCPL takes HSENS seriously.
Yes.
They've got this very comprehensive policy in place, and they emphasize both corporate and individual responsibility, which is huge.
It's a holistic approach, and they're backing it up by applying these standards across all their operations, not just paying lip service.
Yeah. But I think that leads to a bigger question. How do they measure up?
Right. How do they compare to industry benchmarks? Are they leading the pack when it comes to HSE&S, or are they just keeping pace?
Are they ahead of the curve, or are they just trying to catch up?
Hmm.
That's something worth investigating further, I think. It really makes you think, doesn't it? Knowing all of this about LCPL, how might it influence how you perceive their products or even how you interact with the company in the future?
Yeah, for sure. It definitely gives you more context.
Absolutely.
And a deeper understanding of their values and their commitments.
Yeah, for sure. Food for thought.
Definitely.
All right, great discussion. Until next time.
See you then.
Bye.